From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. German authorities are searching for the person responsible for driving a large truck into a crowded Christmas market in Berlin, a day after releasing a man who was arrested shortly after the attack that killed 12 people. Prosecutors say they did not have enough evidence to charge him. Berlin police say they have received hundreds of leads from a telephone tip line since Monday's attack. Swatisa Hoke has more on a memorial for the victims.
Berlin's landmark Brandenburg Gate was illuminated in the colors of the German national flag and the colors of the City of Berlin flag Tuesday night. Victims were honored with a memorial service and a candlelight vigil at the site of the crash. U.S. officials and others have expressed condolences to Germany and are calling for adequate security measures in their own countries during the holiday season. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The Islamic State has claimed the responsibility for the attack carried out in response to what it calls for people to target citizens of countries participating in the U.S.-led coalition seeking to destroy the militant group. Mexico's attorney general is investigating the circumstances surrounding an explosion at a fireworks market that killed 31 and wounded dozens more. The market near Mexico City was packed with shoppers buying fireworks for traditional Christmas and New Year's parties when multiple explosions occurred. Authorities say forensic teams have been using genetic analysis to try to identify some of the dead. By early Wednesday, nearly two dozen of the people injured had been released from the hospital. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Russian and Turkish presidents say the assassination of Russia's ambassadors to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. Dorian Jones reports from Ankara.
A ceremony was held at Ankara's airport for assassinated Russian ambassador Andrei Karlov as his body was repatriated to Russia. The ambassador was shot dead by an off-duty Turkish policeman at an art exhibition. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Tuesday in Istanbul that bilateral relations will not be derailed. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey is committed to finding those responsible and that his security forces will work closely with their Russian counterparts. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Based on what the gunman was heard shouting, Karlov was killed in an apparent protest against Russia's involvement in Syria. Russia and Turkish foreign ministers say the evacuation of the besieged city of Aleppo should be completed in no more than 2 days. Turkey's top diplomat says more than 37,000 people have been evacuated, and the goal is to have all the remaining people in Aleppo removed by Wednesday. Meanwhile, Hezbollah threatened Tuesday to attack the last rebel-held area of Aleppo and said Syrian forces have issued their final call for people to leave an area in the city's eastern districts that remains under the control of opposition troops. The foreign ministers drafted a proposal that Russia said amounts to a blueprint for a ceasefire in Syria and potentially an end to the war. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is rejecting bipartisan calls for a special committee to investigate Russian interference in the U.S. election. Speaking on Kentucky Public TV in his home state, McConnell said procedures are in place to follow up on U.S. intelligence that Russia meddled in the election on the behalf of Donald Trump.
There's no question the Russians were messing around our election. It's a matter of genuine concern, and it needs to be investigated. And in the Senate, we're going to investigate that in what we call the regular order. We already have a committee established to do this. We don't need to set up a special committee to do what we already have the ability to do. But it is a serious matter, and it will be investigated.
For his part, Trump has publicly rejected intelligence Russia was involved in hacking that may have influenced the presidential election. Japan's Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the government's plan to relocate a U.S. Marine Air Base on Okinawa, dealing a blow to opponents who want the base off the island. The Japanese and U.S. governments want the base in the middle of a crowded city moved to a sparsely populated area for safety reasons. The court made the decision without any hearings. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.